It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Benny in the
corner. To Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Here's the give. Walker.
Kenny Walker. Touchdown. Smarty.
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. Enter.
Yes. Caught. Touchdown to Troy Myers. They did it. Amon Ross St. Brown to receive again.
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Harkin in on goal. Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back here on this Tuesday. Hour number three of X's and Bros coming at you right now all across the great state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you. Join the program at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21000. Sports radio to 21000. Meyer Super Center guest line. 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. MichiganSportsNetwork.com is the website. XB Mornings at gmail.com is our fan feedback email inbox. And find us individually on Twitter as well. Danny Cahalan is a Dan in the studio. Ryan Elkey is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AEC Bellino. Got a couple of texts we want to get to. This town has changed GMs on all four teams. Three of them keep their head coach. Van Gundy, Weaver, Casey. Holland, Iserman, Blashill. Mayhew, Quinn, Caldwell. Okay. All right. I think that's in reference to Al Avila. But then keeping AJ Hinch.
Did Al keep Brad for that 1 year, for that second year? I can't remember exactly how it went down then. But I believe it was the 1 year with Osmus and Dave, and then 1 year with Al and Brad, and then Brad got canned and they brought in Gardenhire. Right? Mm.
That sounds about right, timeline-wise.
Al kept his coach, too.
Yeah. And look, the A.J. Hinch is the manager, and Chris Ilitch has already said that he's going to have a say, or at least his brain will be picked a little bit on the next GM. So I don't know. You know, last year, A.J. Hinch could do no wrong. This year, A.J. Hinch, you know, people want to run him out of town because nobody can hit the ball. Javi Baez is the Matt Patricia. Cannot wait till he leaves town. Wow, that was short-lived. Just tighten things up. Yeah, he just tightens things up a little bit. Has some better plate appearances. Doesn't swing at everything.
The guy's still leading the team in home runs. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's only 11 or 12, but he's still leading the team.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Kansas City didn't draft Mahomes? San Francisco didn't draft Kaepernick? Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, Dallas? When they already had quarterbacks, losers, their teams were already pretty much, they were pretty intact, all of those teams. Baltimore has been a staple of success. Kansas City went to the playoffs. Dallas has been Dallas, and they took Dak in the third round, maybe. And San Francisco had just flipped to Jim Harbaugh, went from 6-10 to 13-3. So. There's just a lot. I don't know. It's a philosophy. It's a philosophy difference there. I'm not drafting a quarterback until my team is ready to take a quarterback. This is what it is. Other people want to draft quarterbacks every round of every draft until somebody works out. So you can just have nonstop quarterback controversy because the rest of the roster stinks. And so you'll never know how good a quarterback can be because your roster isn't any good. And you might even get the roster halfway decent and just have bad coaching. Might be bad luck. I don't know. You could lose a one and done there in the NFL playoffs. So it's a little bit different. By the way, did you see Shohei Ohtani got the start last night? 6 innings, 7 hits, 2 earned runs, a walk, struck out 8. 97 pitches. Everything was fine. That's okay. Right? And then all of a sudden they surrender 4 runs in the 9th. Another wasted performance by Shohei Ohtani. Congratulations.
Oh, it was
to the
bad,
LA Angels.
Too. We watched the highlights on SportsCenter today. It was, they were trying to get a guy at home. They were doing, had the pickle going. No one covered home after the catcher went to chase the runner down. Mm. That was the game-winning run.
That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. Like, the Detroit Tigers, they split both of their games yesterday with the Cleveland Indians dropping game 1-4-1.
Guardians.
Did I say Indians?
You said the I word.
Did I say Indians?
You did.
Son of a gun. Cleveland Guardians. Dang.
Jack Moore said it last night, too.
Yeah, I haven't done that too many times this year. I've been pretty happy with my Indian Guardian ratio. The Cleveland Guardians, Cleveland baseball team, could have just went with that. The Spiders, they won game 2-7-5. They'll be on the mound tonight, 7-10 tonight and tomorrow. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up real fast right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Dang it, I can't believe I just did that. Tennessee Titans linebacker Bud Dupree has pled guilty to lesser assault charge and got probation. So he got in an altercation at a Walgreens in Nashville in January. Turned himself into authorities in February. That was the one where he was asking his friends to somebody to grab their phone. A non-NFL PA certified agent has been contacting clubs on behalf of linebacker Roquan Smith. It's a standoff that's taking place. And this is this story. Like, look, that a person by the name of St. Omni, who is not an NFL PA certified agent, is contacting clubs indicating that he's representing Roquan Smith, who is under contract to the Chicago Bears. Mr. Omni's prohibited from negotiating player contracts or discussing potential trades on behalf of any NFL player or prospective player, or assisting in or advising with respect to such negotiations. What a strange story happening there in Chicago. I think they're going to stink this year. I don't know if you saw the comments that hit the web where allegedly Justin Fields said that his wide receivers at Ohio State were better than the wide receivers at the Chicago Bears, but I think they're just going to be a disaster. At least I hope so. Like their field. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers agreed to a deal with Carl Nassib, so congratulations to him back on the NFL roster. The LA Rams are going to be without injured running backs Cam Akers and Daryl Henderson, not practicing while they have soft tissue injuries, according to head coach Sean McVay. Adjust your fantasy drafts accordingly. Don't draft until the preseason has been completed. Memphis Grizzlies are going to play Golden State as a part of the NBA's Christmas Day slate. This is going to be rough. So you have Philly and New York, Milwaukee taking on Boston, the Lakers playing Dallas, Phoenix going up against Denver. The problem is here, Christmas Day, typically an NBA showcase. There are 3 games in the NFL this year on Christmas Day. I think that's a big-time loss right there for the NBA. I'll be real interested to see what things look like. Those TV ratings come out. Giannis Antetokounmpo said that he would be open to playing for the Chicago Bulls later on in his career. I don't like that at all. I think that anybody you ask that question that plays basketball, if he said no, he'd be a liar. That's what he told Fox 32 Chicago. It's a team that won multiple championships. It's a team that was one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player to ever play the game. So it's a no-brainer. Everybody would love to play for Chicago.
It's also a team that might be still pretty good in 3 years when Giannis's teammates are washed up.
Could be 3 years. Giannis might be washed up. You never know. It's a
could
lot.
Could get Wizards Michael Jordan version of Giannis on the Bulls.
Hey man, Wizards Michael Jordan still scored 20 a game. Still got 20 a game. Like, I know that we like to think he was a bum, but he'd still
Toronto Raptors Akeem Olajuwon.
Oh, man. Number 1, Alabama, top of the preseason AP Top 25 for the 9th time. Ohio State 2, Georgia 3, Clemson 4, Notre Dame round out the top 5. Michigan checked in at number 8. Michigan State came in at number 15. A little Big Ten action there. Wisconsin at number 18. And that was it. So kind of a quiet day there for the Big Ten and the AP Top 25. We'll step aside when we return. Tiger Woods meet with the players. What's happening? We'll talk about it next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Turn a loss into a win with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Place a one-game parlay wager with at least four legs on any Major League Baseball game. If all legs of the parlay hit but one, you'll get your stake back and free bets up to $25. Log on to your account or download the app and sign up with BetMGM to take advantage of the offer all season long. Just opt in to the one-game parlay insurance program, then place a one-game parlay wager with four legs or more on any MLB game. If you miss only one leg on your wager, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only, new and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
From Traverse City to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, you're listening to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. Absolute pleasure to be a part of your day. Share your thoughts with us. Text the keyword sports radio, send that to 21,000, or give us a call. The Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. The BMW Championships coming up this weekend in Wilmington, Delaware. And that's not the only events going to be taking place there. According to sources, Tiger Woods is going to meet with a group of players at the BMW. And this is going to be a meeting from my understanding, it's going to have like the top 20 or so golfers in the world and a handful of other influential PGA players who have not yet defected to the LIV Tour. And it is to get everybody on the same page and continue to make the PGA Tour what it has been to date. PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan is scheduled to meet with the members in another meeting on Wednesday. So the PGA Tour, I'm very interested to know whether this was their idea.
Well, I mean, the original tweet everybody knew the meeting was happening. Alan Shipnuck tweeted last night that Jay Monahan's future will be on the table tonight. So do the players, I guess, maybe have a say in who's commissioner? I guess they do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know
how that works. Can they? I mean,
what is he technically the leader of? You know what? Like, why would they? Why do you think they would get rid of him?
Because I think that the players who are staying are also realizing, holy cow, we've been getting screwed for years.
Not screwed, but just like, hey, we lost 10 huge names in the sport of golf, and you've alienated all of them. More along that lines.
Well, my question is should the you don't get points right now from the world golf rankings. You don't get points on the LIV Tour, and they've applied for the official world golf rankings so that players can get into the Masters or the PGA or the U.S. Open or the Open Championship, right, and get those exemptions for those four majors. My question is that will the official world golf rankings, will they even recognize this because they're only playing 54 holes?
But what's going to happen when, let's say in 2 weeks, Cam Smith is the number one golfer in the world, and in 3 weeks, he's playing in a LIV event because he's just won the FedEx Cup, and now he's going to leave. Then if the number one player in the world is going over there, then what's going to happen to the rankings?
Cam Smith currently ranked number two. I don't know. I think if you go, do you just forfeit your ranking? And then that's that? Because at the end of the day, the LIV Tour can do whatever they want, pay guys whatever they want. If the majors, if they're not allowed to play in the major championships, then it's all for naught anyways. Because you're never going to have the history or the importance that the majors carry. Right? You're never going to have the Masters, any of the either one of the Opens, the PGA, and you're not going to have, you know, the Players either, to be honest with you. I would even include that into the mix when it comes to, you know, the really important. I mean, where is, without looking it up, did the Saudis, do they play this week, LIV Tour?
No, not this week, I don't believe. But their next one is in Boston, I believe.
Oh, interesting. Well, yeah. And in the beginning of this, I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'd make a big deal out of it, see how we can all get along, that type of stuff, competing tour. And the more and more this goes along, the more and more I just want to dig my feet in, my line of the sand. Like, yeah, that's what you did. You left the tour, so you have forfeited your, you know, everything that in retrospect has anything to do with the PGA Tour and professional golf. So if you want to go play in the series, go right ahead. Tiger Woods, I would imagine, going to be at this meeting to try to get everybody to anchor down a little bit and hold their, you know, hold fast. Do not defect, because without the PGA Tour, the LIV Tour doesn't exist, right? Without the Professional Golfers Association Tour, there is no LIV Golf. The tour has been the platform, and the platform has been so good that Phil Mickelson is suing the PGA Tour because they're not allowing him to participate in events, because he got $200 million, but he lost sponsor money and is being held out from monetary gains from the platform that the PGA Tour offers. People forget that. That's worth something. That's valuable. So if, you know, Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka and Bubba Watson, they all want to go hang out with the Shark, the LIV Tour, this 54-hole golf, whatever this is, by all means, go right ahead. Just dig in. Keep on.
You know, it's also interesting. Did you notice that Cam Smith was a WD this week?
Withdrawing.
Alleged hip pain, you know, just whatever, less than 24 hours before the top 20 golfers in the world are supposed to have a meeting with Tiger Woods, and then somebody skips town.
Do you mean the little guy from Ice Age?
Just seems like Cam is on his way to LIV.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
And if he was smart, he should have stayed. And maybe he'll be at this meeting tonight. Who knows?
Oh, you think he's a mole? He's a rat.
You don't have to be a mole, but you're number two in the world. You might as well be in this meeting for now, see what they have to say. I mean, if they're all on your side in this meeting, you know, and in 6 months they're saying, yeah, we're keeping it cool for now, and then we'll be there, Cam.
It's almost over, though. That's the good news, right? The good news is that this whole saga is almost over. Is the PGA Tour? Well, the PGA Tour season doesn't really end, right? We'll get towards that weird time frame where we don't really know what's going on. Then all of a sudden, there's a tournament in Hawaii, and it's like, oh, the Masters is like in 2 months. You know what I mean? Like, there's always that strange period of time, and maybe it'll be a positive for golf just in general. The sooner this gets put to bed, the better. But it is interesting that Tiger Woods is coming out here to the BMW Championship to talk to the other golfers. Look, I don't think that there's a better opportunity. I mean, sure, if you want the cash now, whether or not those guys are ever seeing their cash or how that all gets handled, sure, by all means, do whatever you want to do. But I do believe that the PGA Tour offers and has always offered the best option for professional golf. I think that their setup, their process, I think all of it makes sense. And if you want a tour that has inflatable bounce houses and clowns on unicycles and juggling, you know, flame throwing jugglers, go right ahead. But that has nothing to do with golf for me, and so therefore I want really nothing to do with it. And I hope it fails. I'll just throw that out there, too. See you later, Live Golf. Need you. Golf season is coming to a close, however, here in the great state of Michigan. But it's not too late to book your stay and play over at Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, offering not one but two championship courses, Tullymore and St. Ives, located about an hour from Grand Rapids, 30 minutes west of Mount Pleasant. It's up north golf without the drive. Tullymore not only features top-of-line golf, but also top-of-line accommodations and the perfect space for your event. So visit TullymoreGolf.com, TullymoreGolf.com, or call 1-800-972-4837. That's 1-800-972-4837. Book your stay and play at Tullymore today. By the way, Tullymore Golf Resort, maybe the best golf cart in the country. Like, overall setup and design of a golf cart, I know, does that really matter? It's exquisite. You got the monitor, okay, but the dash area has, like, everything you could ever need. Plenty of storage space, right? It's got the power outlets for your devices, whether you're, you know, riding along with a wingman or you need to charge your phone or whatever the case may be. I love it. I think the golf cart alone, get me one of those. I'd take that over my motorcycle golf cart. We'll step aside. We'll come back, talk a little bit about the AP Top 25 and Hard Knocks. Carlos Menares wrote a scorcher. We'll get into it next year. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
Turn a loss into a win with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Place a one-game parlay wager with at least four legs on any Major League Baseball game. If all legs of the parlay hit but one, you'll get your stake back and free bets up to $25. Log on to your account or download the app and sign up with BetMGM to take advantage of the offer all season long. Just opt in to the one-game parlay insurance program, then place a one-game parlay wager with four legs or more on any MLB game. If you miss only one leg on your wager, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only, new and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Coming right at you. The excitement you've been waiting for. Eagle Casino and Sports. Mobile sports betting made in Michigan and made for Michigan. All the point spreads, props, parlays, and more at one exciting site. PlayEagle.com. Sign up today and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000. Eagle Casino and Sports. Go to PlayEagle.com and start winning today. Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
We might have just come out with our most refreshing Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer yet. It's called the Essential Collection. It's made with coconut water and real fruit juice. So it's always going to have a real refreshing fruit taste. Can refreshing get any more refreshing? Yep, it can, and it just did. Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. Made with coconut water and real fruit juice for superior taste. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. IRC Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. PSA for everybody. Stop hitting reply all unless it's absolutely necessary that everybody in your email receive that email. That's what we've discussed in this previous break.
Because trust me, when you're getting an email that is clearly sent to a few hundred people, the person doesn't need to know that you're on vacation this week. You don't need to reply to let them know.
Ryan,
like 300 people got that email. They don't care.
It's incredible. Ryan, you're on Michigan State's email list, right?
Yes.
Okay. And they'll do like, hey, we've got Tom Izzo's going to be available at the Student Performance Center or whatever class, whatever, wherever Tom Izzo's going to be available. This is the time. This is the parking. This is where it's at, right? They do that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's subject to change.
Yep.
Please RSVP. How many of those do you think you get each week where somebody replies to everyone like, yep, I'll be there? No. Or,
so
hey,
Michigan
Bill.
State does the blind copy, send the email to themselves, and blind copy all the recipients onto it, I believe. So that way, if it's never replied, it just goes right to whoever sent the original email.
Beautiful.
And see, that's what I thought.
That's what I do with mass emails as well. I send it to myself and blind copy every person on it that needs to receive it. So that way there's no reply all situation.
It seems like Lee does that, or you know, with the service that he uses does that. But somehow I am getting these emails. I
get
them
too. Like we do that at Michigan. Like Tom Weirod will send out like, hey, Juwan Howard's available at this time, this location, everything subject to change. And then somehow I get an email back from somebody like, you know, in wherever, Cadillac, going, oh, I'll be there. And I'm like, how did I get that? Like, why was that sent to me? Just reply to the individual person. You don't need to reply to everyone. All right, a couple of topics here, and one of which is that the fact that we're going to have Hard Knocks tonight, which I'm very, very excited for. Per usual, I need to know, though, guys, what did you make? And this was tough, obviously, with Ryan being on vacation. I'm not sure if, you know, what your access was to Hard Knocks.
I watched Hard Knocks this weekend. I didn't. Shamely in Mexico, they do not get Hard Knocks.
I can't believe that.
So it was right before we were ready to go out that night. And it was 9 o'clock local time, 10 o'clock Eastern. HBO's in the hotel room. I looked at my wife. I was like, I just need to see if Hard Knocks will pop on. We're not going to sit here and watch it. I just want to make sure, like, maybe I can watch it, you know, if we have a down hour the next day. But no, sadly. So I watched it Saturday night.
Okay. First impressions, because we obviously talked about this Wednesday. Right. First impressions from episode one.
Oh, it was everything like I thought it'd be. You're made to love Dan Campbell. Jamal Williams was great. And it's what Hard Knocks is. Like, you're supposed to fall in love with this team.
Like, one of the things about Hard Knocks that I routinely say is that every year they make me buy in and believe that somebody's winning the Super Bowl. Right? I thought the Browns were going to win the Super Bowl a couple years ago. It's a television show. And Carlos Menares, our friend Carlos, friend of the show, wrote a flamethrower of a piece today in the Free Press about how he's loved HBO's Hard Knocks, and this year has just been bad, basically, to kind of summarize. Talking about the show's peak moment coming with the Dolphins in 2012 when Joe Philbin had to cut Chad Johnson because he was facing domestic violence charges. Quote, that's why I was so disappointed in this show's debut episode last week featuring the Lions. It felt less like a peek inside and more like a scripted infomercial fluff that gave us little insight about the team. It was largely entertaining. The highlight that will forever be etched in our memory will be Aiden Hutchinson singing Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. But that easily could have been produced by the Lions' own excellent internal video team, which actually did a better job last year filming David Blau's emotional packed viewing of his wife competing in the 400-meter Tokyo Olympics. Look, Hard Knocks is what it is. Deuce Staley and Aaron Glenn going at each other, I thought was fun. Carlos writing about how he's sweating through two shirts covering the team at training camp. Like, come on. Come on, Carlos, bring it in.
While simultaneously dogging Dan Campbell for doing down ups, as Anthony says.
Is Carlos just mad that our friend John from Detroit Sports Podcast, his question got on Hard Knocks and not his?
In his convoluted opening speech to the team, he defined his idea of grit using metaphors that involve one ass cheek and three toes, drowning an opponent in an ocean and getting hit by a freight train while listening to Metallica.
He has a great way with words, that Dan Campbell.
Even if the speech wasn't perfectly clear, Campbell got his point across, having a ruthless drive to improve. Look, folks, here's what I have to say. When it comes to football, Hard Knocks, or any of this, right? The producers of Hard Knocks need to ask themselves what the goal of the show is for the final four episodes. Is it just random, somewhat entertaining peeks inside a team, or are they using their access to provide the audience with meaningful narratives about how coaches and players come together to form a team? I hope it's the latter, because if not, I might just shower, eat, and watch something else. I'm sorry.
I mean, he literally just said exactly the entire episode of exact. They showed how they built the coaching staff last week. That was exactly what they, all the former players, all their playing experience. They showed that last week, Carlos.
Look,
you must not have been watching. I guess
sweating through two shirts covering a team. Come on, man. That sounds soft. Like there's people out there actually doing manual labor. Come on.
Like Will,
you guys know how I feel about the Lions, but like we're all going to be fans of the Lions after Hard Knocks. We're all going to love like everyone. The entire nation, because that's what Hard Knocks is meant to do. It's supposed to show you a different side of the players, of the coaches, and show the human side of them and make you love them. And Dan Campbell is the perfect person for Hard Knocks.
Yes. It's beautiful.
It doesn't mean they're going to win 15 games because you like Dan Campbell. It just means he's an awesome personality.
Look, they did everything that you thought was supposed to happen. You're 100% correct. They showed episode one. They showed some personality from the team. Right? In the video room, they showed Dan Campbell, what he's about. We knew that was going to happen. And episode one was the composition of the coaching staff. And how one-on-one they will beat everybody that you could ever imagine. So, there it is. Right there. That's episode one. What will episode two be? Probably the opening drive of the offense. Aiden Hutchinson with the beautiful swim move. And that'll be that. The team getting beat. And then how they, you know, whatever was said after the game, after the loss there and the fumble. Tom Kennedy had a big day. Who were some standouts on offense and defense? Like, these are things that we need to.
Yeah, I mean, and this is where we're going to start seeing the team built. I mean, there might be like we might see tonight, you know, an exasperated Dan Campbell and whoever else. What are we going to do with this Kennedy kid? Like, what if all of a sudden, you know, he has 8-9 catches every preseason game? But there's still five or six wide receivers ahead of him.
Or it's
going to
be a dive into Tim Boyle versus David Blough.
Exactly. That.
Because then it's going to be the heartwarming story of whoever. And they're going to show clips of David Blough cheering on his wife and the team rallying around. And then all of a sudden, cut.
Look, it's
the same formula every year.
Yeah. Just watch it and enjoy it. Why is it that anything that happens, we have to immediately look for whatever is the negative and just ride that into the sunset?
Right. Like, let's sit back and enjoy and have fun with the personalities that are on this team, because once week one starts, we're not really going to see the personalities of these players, because then it goes into football mode.
It's a television show that for the first time is dedicated to our team, which historically hasn't been very good since the merger. It's just the fact of the matter, right? They've had a couple of windows, and it is, I guess I just struggle with, you know, the first thing I'm answering on Twitter or getting contacted about is the fact that, you know, there was a fumble at the end of the game and they lost a preseason game. Wins and losses do not matter in the preseason, but that's the first thing. Like, oh, I can't believe. Yeah. Is it unfortunate that they lost in the manner in which they did? Yes. Is that very reminiscent of last year and the recent, I don't know, 10 to 15 year history of this program? It is. Add it to the story, right? Does that mean that this entire season is a wash and that everything has just gone blown to hell? No. No, it does not. It is a preseason game. The ones aren't out there. The game final score means absolutely nothing. People chanting, "Let's go Lions," at the end of the game was electric. I was there. Dan was there. The place was buzzing. Can we just enjoy anything? Or do we constantly have to just be like, oh, I hate this. I don't like that. I don't like this. It's a television show that is going to give you at minimum two articles a week. Minimum. two articles a week. For us, it is going to give us at minimum 2 to 12 segments a week. They're giving it to us. They're handing it to us. We don't have to have any sort of text chain, email chain. We don't have to have any talk about it. Hard Knocks, recap, thoughts, boom, done. They're giving it to us. HBO is producing this and handing it to us. Let's just enjoy it for what it is. And this happens all the time with everything that is related to Detroit sports. And I don't know why I kind of feel like this happens at towards Michigan. I'm not really sure, but it just feels like nothing's ever going to be good enough. Just wait until, now that we're adults, just wait until one of these teams makes the playoffs. Just wait. It's going to be electric. Until then, I guess doom and gloom sells, right? It's the same.
How you say now that we're adults.
Now that we are adults.
Like you, like us, like the three of us, it is pretty weird to think like, I'm going to get to go, like, if the Tigers are ever any good, I might get to go spend money, my own money on a playoff ticket. That'd be pretty cool. Lions, come on. Lions might host a playoff game one year.
The last time there was a championship in this city, I was in college. I don't consider, like, in college, yes, you are an adult by the fact that you can vote and do other stuff. You can drink, you can drive a motor vehicle, you can vote, you can... whatever, you can buy whatever you want at a convenience store. That's fine. But you're not really an adult. Right? Sometimes I question whether or not I'm an adult at this point in my life or not. I'm really not sure. That's debatable. But yeah, I would love to see it, especially for the young people. But more or less just for my young self. But I've seen a few in my day, so I understand. But it's a lot of fun when you're a young person and you can buy into everything and watch every game and your parents let you stay up on a school night to watch something because it's what you do. It's what you love. But there's a saying in news. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this. But on the news side, they say, if it bleeds, it leads. So instead of talking about how Tim donates his time by picking up senior citizens and taking them to the grocery store, although that's a great story and it feels good, they'd rather tell you about the quadruple homicide that happened. Why? Because bad news sells. Bad news is good for clicks. Why? Because it drums up emotion. It's the same way. It's the same algorithm. It's a fancy word for saying it. It's the same reason you see the same stuff on Facebook all the time. Because if you click on it, you comment on it, you spend time looking at it, it's feeding into your emotion. It's the same thing. So instead of saying, hey, here's what I like
watch
about
that, what's that social media documentary that came out like 2 years ago, a year ago.
Oh, fabulous. Incredible. Yeah.
Talking about how, like,
the social network.
It knows when you're your Facebook.
No, that's the Facebook movie.
Oh.
Yeah, not that. No, there's an actual documentary about how, like, Facebook knows, like, based on what you're looking at, obviously, on your phone and
the
stuff.
The social dilemma.
Right, yeah. They like, he's sad right now. Let's pop this memory of his grandma in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they do all kinds of stuff like that. Watch the documentary. It will mess your brain up.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're going to see, like, you know, I got on Twitter yesterday and I saw a bunch of banter back and forth about the most recent FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. And now the FBI they're on pins and needles because they think that there's going to be more incidents like what took place in Cincinnati where some wacko just going to look, if I'm a wacko and I'm trying to live another day, I'm probably not going to charge the FBI. Probably not what I'm going to do. I don't know. But you know what? That's one less wacko we got to worry about, right? That's the way I look at it. It's a numbers game. But the more that you spend time looking at that, if you're commenting on it, same thing on Facebook, right? Somebody puts up a political post. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. Doesn't matter to me. Whatever side you're on, you comment on the opposite side and it's just like dogs. It's the video of the two dogs barking at the fence, right? It's all it is. Just dogs barking. Because it's negative, and negative triggers your emotion.
Or the two New Yorkers just flipping each other off without saying a word to each other.
Exactly. Right? That's what it is. and they want you to be like, it gets the clicks. What did I do? I clicked on it because I'm going to read the, I want to read the story. I want to read what why Carlos thought that Hard Knocks episode one was junk. Because we got to hit him with a fire hose, I guess. Shower him off. Get him a new shirt. I don't know. But at the same, like,
Dre Bly's not there to hand him the water hose. I don't know.
I just, look, man, I can't get, I mean, we got people maybe actually the out there.
Put a clothes rack out in the media room, just like, in case you sweat through two shirts today.
Dude, here's that would
here's a free polo.
Just towels and water bottles for everybody. Really, really working hard out there. Really, you know, grinding it out. A lot of manual labor trying to fix 75 construction. Okay. All right. Sure. I like Carlos. But that's just ridiculous. Hard Knocks is on tonight. If you have HBO, watch it. If you don't worry. We'll have you covered. We're going to talk all about it and everything that we saw. I can't wait to see how they present the game. Should be a lot of fun. And we'll carry on with our discussion.
Clip any voice, anytime you hear Anthony in Hard Knocks, just record the clip, send it to our Twitter. If you see Dan,
I would put the chance I'm on there at maybe half a percent, but honestly, I there's a chance I'm on there.
There's a negative 12% chance I'll be in the show. Unless they like want to clip me down in Mexico. Again, no one wants to see that.
I mean, I'd be interested. What did you guys do down there? Get in on the hottest action for your shot at cold hard cash with DraftKings Sportsbook. Bet on your favorite sports all summer long, folks. You're up for football season. Right now, new customers get risk-free bet up to $1,000. Just make your first bet up to $1,000. If it doesn't hit, don't worry. You'll get another shot to win big. Plus, same game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, props. They got it all. Your betting options feel endless over at DraftKings. Use the promo code HUGE right now. First deposit, get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Promo code HUGE only at DraftKings. For Danny Kaelin, Ryan Elke, I'm Anthony Bellino saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.